at Crosley Square.
He's a friendly invitation from the Crosley Corporation.
Come spend an evening at Crosley Square. A friendly greeting awaits you there. Songs and blues songs by Louise Martel.
Some very music at your counter, designed by Barbara just for his eyes.
Good evening, folks. This is Norman Revell, your host for the Crosley Corporation. Well, we're on the threshold of another half hour designed for your pleasure. Among the talented people with musical offerings are Louise Martel, Bert Barber in the orchestra, and the Crosley Melody Maids. And we'll be meeting a fellow American you'll be glad to know.
And we're looking forward to several songs from you, Norm.
Okay, Don.
The Barber Baton sets the opening pace with Limehouse Blues.
To the new favorite department, here's my idea of one of the season's better ballads. Time waits for no one. Time waits for no one. It passes you by. Clouds in the sky. Time waits for no one. Goes on endlessly. It's just like the river flowing out to the sea. Find that love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never ever return again. So don't let us throw one sweet moment away. Love while we may.
And along about here, Bert Barber gives up the baton, gives out at the piano.
Let's see, what's with the generalissimo of the pianissimo today, Bert?
Well, Norm, I'd like to play a gay gavotte called the doll dance.
Well, when you've a gavotte to play, you've gavotte to play.
Thank you.
Court of Human Entanglements with Dr. John J. Revell. Tonight our case is titled, True Love Will Find a Way, or When First He Saw Her, He Stood Riveted to the Spot. Little did he know she was a lady welder. And here is your sympathetic counselor, Dr. John J. Revell.
Come right up to the microphone, lady. Your name, please?
Mrs. Tulip Liederkrantz.
Housewife?
I used to be Dr. Revell, but now only sometime. I am a welder at the Briny Blue Shipbuilding Yard.
Splendid. Aiding the war effort. Ah, that must be an arduous work.
Yes, and it's hard, too.
I see. Now, what is your problem?
It's my husband and my phonograph.
One thing at a time. Now, let's take your husband.
Take him? I wish you would. That loafer. Him and his celery. All the time, crackle, 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 crunch, crunch, crunch.
He likes celery?
Morning, noon, and night, I tell you. Noise I get at the shipyard. Then I come home for quiet, and there he is stuffing his big yap full of celery. Crackle, crackle, crackle.
No details, please. Surely celery doesn't make that much noise.
It don't, eh? Well, I got some right here. Here, I'll chew some, and you listen.
I see what you mean. That is rather annoying.
And that ain't all. He's got the phonograph doing it.
What? Eating celery?
No. Making with that crackle, crackle, crunch. Says I can hardly hear the music on the record.
You love your husband, of course.
He's a loafer and no good. But I love that man. But that crackle, crackle,
yes, crackle. Yes, I know. Then here's what to do, Mrs. Rokerford.
Liederkrantz, please.
Oh, yes. Well, take your husband's celery and boil it in hot water. Now, that'll remove the crispness and there'll be no noise.
Oh, Dr. Revell, how can I thank you? But what about the crackle crunch on the phonograph?
Well, here's just the man to tell you about that. Oh, Don?
Yes, Norm. Well, madam, what you need is a Crosley radio phonograph combination. You see, the Crosley has the patented exclusive floating jewel tone system. There is no needle, but instead a sapphire stylus. Unlike the metal needle, which digs into the bottom of the record groove, the floating jewel plays from the sides of the groove. The result is matchless fidelity of tone and up to 10 times longer life for your records. Gone are rough surface noises, chattering and scratching sounds. And the master tone control permits any of 64 glorious tone combinations.
And no more crackle crunch? When can I get my Crosley?
Well, madam, right now the great Crosley organization is making implements of war. With victory, Crosley will again turn to making a greater Crosley radio phonograph combination and the many other famous Crosley products. Meantime, remember, when you need service on your electrical appliances, call your friendly Crosley dealer. Here's Louise Martell, pretty as a picture, in full Technicolor and all wired for sound, to sing Don't Worry About Me.
Don't worry. Just forget about me, be happy, my love. Let's say that our little show is over, and so the story ends. Why not call it a day, the sensible way?
beautiful, Louise. You know, one day during rehearsal, we got to talking about our favorite tunes, and Don said...
Say, do you remember that tune, Coquette?
And Louise said...
And you remember the one that went like this? I'm yours.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, sure. But what about Out of Nowhere? Now, there was a tune for you. Well, just about then, we realized that all of those tunes had been written by the same composer, Johnny Green. We put them together, and all of a sudden, we had a medley that went like this.
Hoping you'll bring your love. there's a bunch of tunes that are really evergreen in our memories. You know, they take me back to my college days, way back.
Oh, me too, Don. Oh, what happy hours at college.
Norm, I still can't figure out why you went to that college.
What do you mean, Louise?
Why, ever since you got your diploma, you haven't cut a person's hair.
Oh, fine.
That is, except, of course, your own.
Naturally. But seriously, Louise, those were the days,
yes,
really?
Yes, they were. You remember the evening that you came to the sorority house and serenaded me?
Indeed I do. There I stood in the moonlight and sang softly to you. Mm-hmm. And, oh, you came to the window and...
I threw a rose down to you.
Yes, and you threw me a lovely rose, Louise, but... Well, you might have taken it out of the vase.
You remember that evening? You remember it, don't you, Bert? When you played and Norman sang. Gee, wasn't it romantic?
Not for me, baby. The big lug made me carry the piano back and forth all by myself.
Well, there's some consolation, Bert. As I recall the senior annual that year, they nominated you as the man most likely to succeed in gathering about you a covey of redhots who'd do fine things with such a tune as the Piccolino. You can't let your alma mater down.
We've been doing a little reminiscing today. Here's a song that a lot of us just can't leave out of our memories. Come, sweetheart mine, don't sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hon. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? My love is true, and just for you, I'd do almost anything. At any time, dear, when you sigh or when you cry, something seems to grip this very heart of mine. Come to me, my melancholy. Fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver till the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear.
Norm, don't you think it's about time for us to meet our fellow American today?
Yes, indeed, Don. And our guest today is a very distinguished person. Oh, he smiled when I said that, because he doesn't have a place in the newspaper headlines, but he does have a place in the hearts of hundreds of youngsters. He's the Reverend Father Raymond H. Backus, director of the St. Joseph Orphanage here in Cincinnati. Welcome to Crosley Square, Father.
Thank you, Mr. Revelle. I'm certainly glad to be here.
Well, for 110 years, the St. Joseph Orphanage has given a home to the homeless. How long have you been in charge of the orphanage, Father Backus?
About 3 years, Mr. Revelle. During that time, I've had a chance to know about 500 boys and girls there.
If you folks had the chance of seeing those youngsters around with Father Backus, well, you'd know that he really does know them and that they know him. Father, I know that these kids have some pretty good times out of St. Joseph's. What are some of the events you look forward to?
Well, our Halloween party is a gay time. And the Festival of Christmas is, of course, quite an occasion due to the help of the Elks, the Kiwanis Club, the Northside Businessmen's Club, and other friendly organizations.
Yes, I imagine such events do mean plenty to those youngsters.
Perhaps our biggest event is the Orphans Picnic, which we hold on the 4th of July. That's when our friends have a chance to visit us and help support our work. We have thousands of visitors on that day, and it really means a great deal to the youngsters and to all of us to know that so many people care about us.
Well, I'm sure it does, and I know that those people are glad to have a chance to show that they care.
I might mention that the General Protestant Orphan Home is having its annual Orphans Feast here in Cincinnati today, and we certainly wish them a wonderful success.
We're forgetful sometimes, but we really do appreciate the work of such organizations and of such people as yourself. I imagine that from being the friend of hundreds of them, you've learned a few things about children. We know that these unsettled times are filled with dangers for them. What are some of the things they need most?
We aim to build character on four things: religion, study, play, and discipline. They're things every child needs in his life.
Well, that sounds like a sound foundation, all right. Father Backus, what do you think about confidence in a child?
But of course, a child also needs confidence that someone really cares about him, faith in the goodness of people. The fortunate child receives that in his own home. Those who try to give it in some measure to the less fortunate have a great reward. For the care of the homeless is not only a responsibility, but a privilege. As has been said, he who gives a child a treat makes joy bells ring in heaven's street. And he who gives a child a home builds palaces in kingdom come.
Well, thank you, Father Backus. We've enjoyed meeting you. And our best wishes go with you in your work at the St. Joseph Orphanage.
Here's Bert Farber in the orchestra with that tuneful declaration, "I Love a Parade." Crosley Corporation invites you to join us next Sunday when Louise Martell, Bert Farber and the orchestra, the Crosley Melody Maids, and all of us will be back at Crosley Square. We'll have some old songs and some new songs for you. And one that I'd like to sing is September Song. We hope that you'll be listening, and until then, this is Norman Revelle saying good night. For tickets to attend the broadcast of an evening at Crosley Square, write to the ticket department, WLW Cincinnati, Zone 2. This is the Nation Station.